BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Saudi Crown Prince has criticised Israel's military campaigns in both Gaza and Lebanon, calling Israel's actions in Gaza a genocide. At a summit of Arab and Muslim leaders, Mohammed bin Salman said Palestine deserved a full seat at the UN. The US climate envoy says Donald Trump's re-election will come as a bitter disappointment for all climate activists. John Podesta told the COP29 meeting in Baku that Mr. Trump regards climate change as a hoax. A court in Rome has refused to ratify the detention of a group of migrants in Italian-run centres in Albania as part of the government's policy to combat illegal immigration. The judges in Italy passed the case on to the European Court of Justice. The governing body of the International Criminal Court says it will launch an investigation into its chief prosecutor, Karim Khan. Mr. Khan had been accused of sexual misconduct. He's denied the accusations. A Haitian businessman, Alix Didier Fils-Aimé, has been sworn in as the country's new prime minister after his predecessor was ousted, having spent less than 5 months in office. On Monday, airlines said they were cancelling flights into Haiti after an arriving plane was struck by gunfire. The head of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region says a Russian attack has damaged a dam near the town of Kurakhova, which Russian troops have been trying to surround and capture. Vadim Filashkin said that villages in Donetsk and Dnipro regions were threatened. Thousands have braved inclement weather in Belgrade to hold a demonstration calling for the resignation of Serbia's Prime Minister Milos Vucevic over a roof collapse that killed 14 people. And new research suggests that some of the moons orbiting the remote planet Uranus might be capable of supporting life. BBC News.